Inside a small lecture hall at the University of Cincinnati, four researchers felt the pressure as they tried to convince four bioscience executives to fund them.
The hot seat is a hot place to be. Who is going to be next?
Dr. Vincent Martin went first. The UC's College of Medicine professor is using weather data to help predict hospital readmission rates.
Hospital readmission rates are a huge issue with hospitals that are penalized by Medicare. But the biggest, one of the biggest things is in this personalized digital health arena, people are going to be fed back information on wristwatches about their blood pressure and their temperature and everything. And weather is going to be a component of that. So there's certain days where certain diseases are going to be more likely or less likely based on meteorologic factors.
Martin is working with Mercy Health to develop risk models. He also sees a market for Apple or IBM to provide real-time information to patients about diseases that might be exacerbated by weather conditions. The judges, including Meridian Bioscience CEO Jack Kreitler, listened intently. Kreitler said he had been through a number of tech reviews, but none were as aggressive as this Shark Tank event, part of Research Week at UC.
And what I'm looking for is something which is got a definable path to market, not something that has a definable path to the next grant, which is what you tend to run into a lot in academia.
Hopefully our other contestants realize that the questions are going to be asked are good, challenging questions. Our next presenter up today, Lee Grimes. Please, come join us.
Lee Grimes already has a private company interested in his idea. He's a leukemia biologist at Cincinnati Children's. Grimes is developing small molecule therapeutics to target a protein, STAT5, associated with cancer. The scientists had only 6 minutes to pitch their very complicated research and 6 additional minutes to answer questions. Rupak Banjari has degrees in mechanical engineering and biological sciences. He invented an implantable device to deliver medicine into the eye for back-of-the-eye diseases. Instead of multiple injections, the implant would slowly release the drug over 2 months. Banjari is in ongoing discussions with the Cincinnati Eye Institute and 3 other companies.
Now, less expensive, and it's also less trauma, and toxicity is less. So it has overall, advantage.
The next step in the microimplant is a phase 1 trial. Mark Collar was a judge. He used to be the president of Procter & Gamble's Global Pharmaceuticals. He sees an amazing energy and growth in the entrepreneurial space across biomedical and IT over the last several years in Cincinnati.
University of Cincinnati and Children's Hospital and all the collaborators here at this event, and not just with these four who presented here, but so many others that we are seeing, just fresh, interesting, bold ideas. And now we've built in within the infrastructure of the city with organizations like Cincy Tech, the ability to attract early-stage funding, which is so critical.
Dr. Poonam Malik of Cincinnati Children's won the $5,000 award. She's hoping to convert sickle cell anemia into a very curable disease by using the patient's own bone marrow stem cells and genetically correcting them to have anti-sickling effects. She says it's difficult to put genes into cells, so they go into a virus.
We harvest the stem cells from the patient. We harvest the bone marrow or the mobilized peripheral blood, isolate the stem cells, and just mix the vector with the stem cells, and it knows how to enter and get into the genome. And then those genetically modified stem cells are either cryopreserved, that means frozen away, or given fresh as an infusion, IV infusion, back to the patient. Just like you would get for a bone marrow transplant.
The winner explains the patient would just need one treatment and it would cost $80,000 to $100,000 per patient, less than a bone marrow transplant. According to the journal Nature, sickle cell affects more than 100 million people worldwide. In the U.S., there are 100,000 patients and we spend $1.2 billion to treat them. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.